This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of major political parties meeting today to finalize the term of reference of the parliamentary probe committee to be formed to investigate the issues of the cooperatives fund embezzlement. Nepal's outstanding public debt reaches nearly 2,400 billion rupees and some 45,000 Rohingya flee amid allegations of beheading, killings and burning in Myanmar. Now, the news in detail. Top leaders of major political parties are scheduled to hold a meeting today to finalize the term of reference, TOR, of the Parliamentary Probe Committee to be formed to investigate the issues of the cooperative's fund embezzlement. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri said a meeting of the task force formed to finalize the mandate of the Parliamentary Probe Committee reached near consensus. The task force, however, didn't conclude. After the meeting in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Giri informed that the major opposition has made its stance of mentioning the Home Minister's name in the investigation. However, the ruling coalition proposed to mention companies and cooperatives embezzling the amount. Minister Giri further informed that the top leaders would hold a meeting today to finalize the mandate of the Parliamentary Probe Committee. 14 traditional border trade points connected with northern neighbor China have come into operation. The Chinese government had closed various border points since 2019 given the fear of the COVID-19 pandemic. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha and Vice President of China's Tibet Autonomous Region Silang Nima in a ceremony jointly announced the reoperation of 14 trade points on the Nepal-China border, including Kimathanka in Tsonghua Sava. The 7 different border crossings were reopened for now, while other border crossings will be opened gradually. The border crossings were shut down by the Chinese government in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. They reopened after 4 years of negotiations, dialogue and agreement between the high political leadership of Nepal and China. Nepal's outstanding public debt has reached nearly 2,400 billion rupees. According to the Public Debt Management Office, the public debt witnessed a rise of 98 billion rupees in the last 10 months of the current fiscal year alone. The office said at the beginning of the current fiscal year, the public debt stood at 2,299 billion rupees, adding that the public debt accounts for 42.02% of the GDP. Of the total debt, internal debt accounts for 20.76% of the GDP, while the foreign debt makes up to 21.26%. Similarly, of the total loan recovery, internal loan makes up 191 billion rupees, while foreign loans account for 73.63 billion rupees. Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal is attending the 4th International Conference on Small Island Developing States to be convened by the United Nations in St. John's, capital of Antigua and Barbuda, from the 27th to the 30th of May. During the conference, in her capacity as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau for the Group of Least Developed Countries, Secretary Lamsal is scheduled to deliver a statement on behalf of the group. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Foreign Secretary is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the conference. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kadel has said it is appropriate to hand over the infrastructure of Radio Nepal to the provincial government. Chief Minister Kadel placed his opinion during a discussion with a team led by the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, in Birendra Nagar of Surkhet yesterday. Chief Minister Kadel said instead of seeking fragments of financial assistance from the provincial government for program production, operation and equipment, it is appropriate to hand over the infrastructure in Karnali to the provincial government. Furthermore, Chief Minister Kadel assured that the provincial government is ready to collaborate at any time as Radio Nepal has a vital role in providing information and entertainment to the general public. On the occasion, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, discussed about the plans regarding the proposal of program production for the upcoming fiscal year, including the broadcasting reinforcement from the Surkhet Broadcasting Centre. He said, radio broadcasting service is being operated from 8 FM relay stations along with one provincial broadcasting center of Radio Nepal in Karnali. Meanwhile, the team, led by Executive Director Casey, also inspected and monitored the Radio Nepal Provincial Broadcast Center in Surkhet. Photojournalist Purnima Srestha has set a record by climbing the world's tallest peak Sagarmatha 3 times in a single climbing season. Director of Tourism Department Rakesh Gurung confirmed that Srestha scaled the world's tallest peak thrice this spring season. Srestha is the first woman to climb Sagarmatha 3 times in a single climbing season. With this, she has now summited the world's tallest peak 4 times. Before this, Srestha summited Sagarmatha on 12th, 19th and 25th of May this climbing season and had successfully scaled the peak in 2018. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Local officials in India have said at least 24 people have died in a massive fire at a games arcade in the western state of Gujarat, India. Flames and a huge pile of smoke could be seen rising into the sky at the building in Rajkot, Gujarat. Several victims are reported to be children. As reported by the BBC, there are fears more victims may still be trapped in under the wreckage. The blaze broke out yesterday afternoon when the arcade was packed with children and young people. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patil said a special investigation team had been assigned. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he was extremely distressed by the fire in Rajkot and said his thoughts were with those who had lost loved ones. The United Nations has warned escalating violence in conflict-torn Myanmar's Rakhine state has forced another 45,000 minority Rohingya to flee amid allegations of beheadings, killings and burnings of property. Clashes have rocked Rakhine state since the Akaran army AA rebels attacked forces of the ruling military government in November, ending a ceasefire that had largely held since a military coup in 2021. The fighting has caught in the middle the Muslim minority group, long considered outsiders by the majority Buddhist residents either from the government or the rebel side. More than 1 million Rohingya have taken shelter in neighboring Bangladesh after fleeing Rakhine, including hundreds of thousands in 2017 during an earlier crackdown by the military that is now the subject of a United Nations genocide court case. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local wind and low pressure system formed in the vicinity of Uttar Pradesh, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province and hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 33.4 degrees Celsius with 5.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Top leaders of major political parties meeting today to finalize the term of reference of the parliamentary probe committee to be formed to investigate the issues of cooperatives fund embezzlement. Nepal's outstanding public debt reaches nearly 2,400 billion rupees and some 45,000 Rohingya flee amid allegations of beheading, killings and burning in Myanmar. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.